Celebrating 40 years of covering Illinois agriculture, this is the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. This network report from the Commodity Classic in San Antonio is being brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, increasing the profitability of corn production by developing and maintaining markets for corn and corn products.
Some call us Big Ag, but we know that ag is complex. Family farms grow to bring new family members into the family business. Growth brings larger purchases, added production, and much more significant risks. But the goal is simple: feed more with less environmental impact, and do it all responsibly. Learn how the Illinois Corn Checkoff builds understanding of agriculture at www.ilcorn.org.
Megan Dwyer is Director of Conservation and Nutrient Stewardship for the Illinois Corn Growers Association. She and several Illinois Corn Growers Association board members are in San Antonio at Commodity Classic this week, talking about getting the 45Z tax credit offered for ethanol plants to the finish line.
Been hearing about this for over 18 months now, and there's been a lot of, you know, developments, some that are more applicable to the farmer than others. I'd say, so where we are today, we do have a live tax credit. So the 45Z is live. It will sunset in 2029. And again, this is a tax credit to a biofuels producer. So it's nothing going directly to the farmer. And that's where a lot of this broader conversation has happened on how can a farmer participate? How can they provide and receive some value? And with that comes into looking at how 45Z was structured. And that is all related to reducing the CI, the carbon intensity of that biofuel. And we know that farmers, if allowed to be innovative and flexible with practices, things like cover crops, changing to their nitrogen management, tillage, the fuel consumption, all of those things contribute to the CI score of their feedstock, of the corn or soybeans that they grow. And so if farmers can make these changes to lower that CI of the feedstock, that inherently helps lower the CI of the biofuel. And so that's what we've been talking about. And this is obviously out of the kind of the purview of Treasury. Treasury isn't used to talking with farmers. They're used to talking with Fortune 500 companies. And so USDA kind of stepped in to take a role on how can they help develop the framework to say, if farmers do X, Y, and Z practices, here's a calculator to help them, you know, figure out that CI score. You know, what does that mean at the end of the day? And that's kind of in this holding pattern where we're at. USDA has been diligently working since their draft release in January of 25, so 13 months ago. And we need to see that language make it out of USDA to OMB to be finalized and allow Treasury to adopt that. So it's still, I would say, we're two steps away from the farmers seeing value, but that's absolutely what we're advocating for.
So that is what's going to be discussed in Commodity Classic, is getting that across the finish line?
Absolutely. It's on talking about the strategy, you know, the coordination to ensure that USDA, Department of Energy, even the White House understand how important this is. And I think the biggest issue is not so much that a lot of groups don't understand the importance, but the timeliness and urgency. So the decisions for the 26 crop have already been made. In another few months, we'll be starting to make decisions on the 27 crop. And so for a tax credit that sunsets in 29, we're only going to have a couple crop seasons left to really take advantage of that. I think the other important thing to note is what this does, though. If we can truly get the farm practices codified into Treasury's 45Z rule, it just sets the precedence on how farmers can be at the table and be able to, you know, help be a solution in so many other markets.
That's Megan Dwyer, Director of Conservation and Nutrient Stewardship for the Illinois Corn Growers Association at Commodity Classic. You're listening to the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. This Hometown Illinois Radio Network report from the Commodity Classic in San Antonio is being brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, increasing the profitability of corn production by developing and maintaining markets for corn and corn products. For a free podcast of our reports, go to hometownillinoisradio.com.